is The Takeaway with Tanzina Vega.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who've been tested for COVID-19, you might be surprised at the cost.
I received a bill from a medical physician service. I'm holding it in my hand right now for $1,888. Hi, my name is Ryan Hampton. I'm from Las Vegas, Nevada.
Ryan is not alone. While experts have been saying for months that testing for COVID-19 is a critical piece of containing the virus, many Americans say they're getting unexpected bills for the service.
And I immediately thought this is wrong.
Ryan got tested in late March. After having traveled in the United States, he and his fiance both felt sick when they got home to Nevada. So his doctor sent him to a local hospital for a test, something that he didn't think to question. And he only just got this bill a few days ago, months after he took the test. And now he's trying to dispute it. All this despite the fact that back in March, Congress mandated that health insurers cover COVID-19 testing with no cost to patients. And it set aside testing money for those without insurance. But some people like Ryan who have insurance have still been faced with surprise bills in the hundreds or thousands. So what's going on? And what do we all need to know to make sure that as many people as possible can get tests that they can afford? To help me understand all that, I'm talking to Karen Politz. She's a senior fellow at the Kaiser Family Foundation, where she's been tracking COVID test prices and payment policies.
There are protections that require that tests and related services should be covered if you have health insurance. But those protections are not airtight and mistakes can happen. And when that does, people can be left with a lot of money.
You said mistakes can happen, but what type of mistakes are we talking about? What are some of the places where people are getting surprised?
A lot of the problems we see happen when people who have insurance get tests or related services out of network. Almost all health insurance has a network where you will get the most complete coverage under your policy. But you may go out of network. You may be sent to, you know, a test provider that you wouldn't normally go see for a lab test, or you may just go to, you know, the Walmart parking lot or someplace. And that's where the problems arise. A test provider that's out of network may not bill your insurance company directly. Instead, they may just ask you for cash up front and let you deal with your insurance company. If they're out of network, they haven't negotiated a discounted price with your health plan. That's kind of the point of having a provider network. Instead, the out-of-network lab or clinic or doctor can charge whatever they want to charge. Now, federal law says your health plan has to pay that amount, whatever is charged, but only if the provider has posted that test online. And then finally, you may go in for a test but not get it. Sometimes, you know, there aren't tests available, or the doctor may say, well, you know, I want to test you for some other stuff and see. And if you don't end up getting a test, then you will get a bill for all of those related services, for the visit and for the other tests. And those may be covered by your health plan, but your deductible and copays and other cost sharing may apply.
This is a public health crisis. Why isn't it a public service to give Americans these tests? Why do we have to rely on the type of sort of health insurance that a lot of Americans don't even have?
Well, you know, some people are talking about that maybe this should be a publicly financed service. But right now, we're paying for COVID tests the way we pay for other healthcare. So that may be your insurance, that may be you paying out of pocket, it may be some combination of those, or it may be you finding a place where you can get free coverage. You know, there are clinics and other safety net providers that will provide all healthcare services to people, you know, on a sliding scale basis if they qualify.
There are millions of Americans with no insurance. Do they have any options?
They do, but they have to figure it out. States have the option now under federal law to extend Medicaid coverage just to cover the cost of COVID testing for their uninsured residents. And a handful of states have done that so far. You can also look at community health centers, clinics, which often provide services free or on a sliding scale for the uninsured. And finally, a new federal provider relief fund has been established. It's got tens of billions of dollars in it, and it's for hospitals and doctors and clinics to reimburse them for a lot of costs related to the pandemic, including a new option where providers can bill this fund for their uninsured patients for the cost of COVID tests and treatment. So if you don't have insurance, you should ask whoever is taking care of you if they would be willing to submit your bill to that provider relief fund instead of sending it to you.
How much does a test actually cost, Karen? What are you finding in your research?
We looked at the largest hospitals in every state in DC to see if they had posted the price for the COVID test online. About three quarters of them had. And those prices, now this is just for the test, ranged from $20 to $850. But it might not include the visit. If you go to a hospital or an emergency room, for example, and a doctor sees you, you're going to get a separate bill for the visit from that doctor. It might not include the specimen collection. And sometimes additional tests will be ordered. If you've got kind of respiratory distress, they may order a whole respiratory panel to see, could it be COVID or could it be flu or could it be something else? So all of those related services are in addition to the cost of the test.
In places where testing is regulated, or should I say, where regular testing of employees or students is expected, who bears the brunt of that cost?
Well, hopefully, if that's required by your employer or your school system, they'll provide the tests for free and they'll pay for the costs. Otherwise, that could be on you. The law requiring health insurance to cover COVID tests and related services only applies to individual tests that are ordered because there's a medical need for you. Any kind of broader kind of community screening, that is not covered, and your insurance company doesn't have to pay anything for that.
Do you still recommend that people continue to get tested at this state in the pandemic?
The experts are telling us that testing is key to finding our way out of this mess. But for that to work, and they want us to get tested so that they can get an accurate count of the cases and where they're spreading, and so that they can identify people who have coronavirus and isolate them so that they don't spread it. So, of course, that only works if people can get to the test promptly, if they can get the results promptly, and if they're not deterred by, you know, the fear of big out-of-pocket costs. So, you know, this whole payment problem is hindering that goal.
Karen Politz is a senior fellow at the Kaiser Family Foundation, and we've linked to her work on COVID testing prices at thetakeaway.org. Karen, thanks again.
Thank you.
Listeners, we want to know what your COVID testing experience has been like. So tell us about it. Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE and leave a message. Or you can shoot us a tweet. We're at The Takeaway.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.